We have discussed the architecture development method in another video. This video assumes you to be familiar with the ADM, so if you are not, please take a look at that video first. Architects executing the architecture development method will produce a number of outputs as a result of their effort, such as process flows, architectural requirements, project plans, project compliance assessment, etc. The content framework provides a structural model for architectural content that allows the major work products that an architect creates to be consistently defined, structured, and presented. The architecture content framework uses the following three categories to describe the type of architectural work product within the context of use. A deliverable is a work product that is contractually specified and in turn formally reviewed, agreed, and signed off by the stakeholders. Deliverables represent the output of projects, and those deliverables that are in documentation form will typically be archived at the completion of a project or transitioned into an architecture repository as a reference model, standard, or snapshot of the architecture landscape at the point in time. An artifact is an architectural work product that describes an aspect of the architecture. Artifacts are generally classified as catalogs, that is, list of things, matrices that show relationships between things, and diagrams, which are pictures of things. Examples include a requirements catalog, business interaction matrix, and a use case diagram. An architectural deliverable may contain many artifacts, and the artifacts will form the content of the architecture repository. Architecture repository, in practice in many cases, is the database of the architecture modeling software that stores the architecture models and other documentation. Then, a building block represents a potentially reusable component of enterprise capability that can be combined with other building blocks to deliver architectures and solutions. Building blocks can be defined at various levels of detail depending on what stage of architecture development has been reached. For instance, at an early stage, a building block can simply consist of a name or an outline description. Later on, a building block may be decomposed into multiple supporting building blocks and may be accompanied by a full specification. Building blocks can relate to architectures or solutions. Architecture building blocks typically describe required capability and shape the specification of solution building blocks. For example, a customer services capability may be required within an enterprise supported by many solution building blocks, such as processes, data, and application software. Solution building blocks represent components that will be used to implement the required capability. For example, a network is a building block that can be described through complementary artifacts and then put to use to realize solutions for the enterprise. In some cases, the reusable building blocks can be regarded as the architectural design patterns. In software engineering, a design pattern is a general repeatable solution to a commonly occurring problem in software design. There are also so-called reference architectures, which are documents or sets of documents to which a project manager or other interested party can refer for best practices. Different reference architectures are available for different solution and problem domains, and for example, for different industries. One well-known reference model is an ETOM, which was developed for the telecom industry. The idea of ETOM is that it gives telecoms guidelines to implement their business processes, services, and systems so that they are interoperable with other telecoms. For the customers, this makes it possible, for example, that we can move from country to country and our mobile devices are able to roam between the networks of different operators. Here is the overview of the TOGAF content meta model. It has five sections, which are architecture principles, vision and requirements, business architecture, information systems architecture, technology architecture, and architecture realization. If you remember the architecture frameworks we have discussed in other lectures, this looks pretty much like one. Some actually call the TOCAF content meta model a framework, and why not? The content meta model provides a definition of all types of building blocks that may exist within an architecture, showing how these building blocks can be described and related to one another. For example, when creating an architecture, an architect will identify applications, data entities held within the applications, and technologies that implement those applications. These applications will in turn support particular groups of business user or actor and will be used to fulfill business services. Most of these blocks can be regarded as models or modeling elements that can be described using Archimate, for example. Again, if compared to other architecture frameworks we have discussed previously, also in TOCAF, the logical and physical views are presented, at least for data, applications, and technology. Also notice that data is not a separate or its own viewpoint like in many other frameworks, but it is embedded in information systems architecture. Anti-data modeled in information systems architecture can also appear in business architecture. The TOCAF ADM describes the process of moving from a baseline state of the enterprise to a target state of the enterprise. The ADM will address a business need through a process of visioning, architecture definition, transformation planning, and architecture governance. At each stage in this process, the ADM requires information as inputs and will create outputs as a result of executing a number of steps. The content framework provides an underlying structure for the ADM that defines inputs and outputs in more detail and puts each deliverable into the context of the holistic architecture view of the enterprise. The content framework should therefore be used as a companion to the ADM. The ADM describes what needs to be done to create an architecture, and the content framework describes what the architecture should look like once it is done. As said, the content meta model depicts how TOCAF actually abstracts and structures an enterprise from the point of view of its enterprise architecture. As we know, meta means self-referencing, and you have heard about metadata, which means data about data. It is data that describes or provides more information about some certain data and its aspects. In a similar way, meta model describes the structure and the specifics of a model, in this case an enterprise architecture model. Therefore, the meta model is a model about the model. The content meta model identifies all the possible and allowed concerns, for example, applications, data entities, technologies, actors, and business services, shows the relationships that are possible between them, for example, actors consume business services, and finally identifies the artifacts that can be used to represent them. As you can see from the bottom part of the image, the white boxes represent TOCAF's so-called core content. Then there are a number of extensions for more specific modeling needs. For example, red boxes belong to the motivation extension and light blue boxes belong to data modeling extension. Now let's take a slice of this full content meta model and see how Archimate implements it. The boxes we are going to use are logical technology component from the technology architecture, logical application component from the application architecture, logical data component and data entity from the data architecture, and business service from the business architecture. As you can see, the TOCAF meta model divides the ADM's information systems architecture to the application and data architecture views. And here is the simple Archimate implementation. And finally, a bit more practical example of the same case.